Tina Turner on KBCO. I'm Symphony Sid. Hope you're enjoying the music, 1977 to 2077. 50 years of great music here on KBCO. The time is 4 kronars, 66 metrons. Like to have you join us if you can on the KBCO Loka Beer Ski Shuttle Transporter and Ski the Snow Dome this Saturday. We're taking 500 listeners on the Shuttle Transporter. Here's what you'll get. Free tickets, free jet skis you can keep, and a year's supply of Snowblow, the snow in a can that lets you ski anytime, anywhere. There'll be a party afterward with free Loka Golden Beer and Ale, and if you'd like to come along on the KBCO Loka Beer Ski Shuttle Transporter, just be one of the first 500 to call 442-9000.
Welcome to the Solarium System Space Station. I'm Glenda, your port of entry computer. Citizen of?
Indra Loka.
Contents of the star transport?
Yes.
What do you mean, yes?
Yes. I mean it's full of Loka beer and ale, like it says on the side. It's my star freighter full of Loka beer and ale.
Destination?
Terra. We bring Loka beer and ale to Terra every day. Fresh, clean taste of Loka, with a taste as big as the planet of waters. Interloca. You've heard of Loca.
Any unregistered aliens or organic matter?
No, just beer and ale, like it says on the side.
Is this for your personal consumption?
Yeah, no, it's for all your personal consumption down on Terra every day. You know, you're quite a program. I bet you play a great game of chess.
Yes, I do. Your place or mine?
Are you trying to pick me up?
The thought never entered my memory bank.
Loca Golden Beer from the galaxy's newest brewery since 2031. Loca makes it golden. Imported from the planet of waters.
Your move.
Queen captures king. Checkmate.
Was it as good for you as it was for me?
My modem enjoyed receiving your impulses.
I'm Symphony Sid. Like to remind you also that Zumball practice for the men's level 1 and 2 division taking place at Folsom Field this Wednesday and Thursday at 7.9 Kronars. Division 1 officials must be present. For more information, key in 72K. Kronars. The temperature on a beautiful, beautiful day side here in Boulder is 56 degrees Fahrenheit, 13 degrees metric, 286 degrees absolute.
There's no doubt about it. Business was a lot simpler in the 20th century.
James, boss, I need 4 copies printed, check, collated, check, bound, check, and mailed to our New York, LA, Philly, and Dallas offices, check, and I need them there tomorrow morning.
Right, boss.
For today's intergalactic corporation, Yesterday's outmoded systems just won't work.
We need 3,700 copies of this report, and we need them printed.
Check.
Collated.
Check.
Bound.
Check.
And sent now.
Where?
All our offices and systems off Centauri.
Right.
Capella.
Got it.
Antares.
Check.
Cassiopeia.
Right.
Vega.
Okay.
And in Andromeda.
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 Hold it!
Andromeda's time zone 5.
We're late already!
Don't tell me we're late. Get me Retro Express.
We move anything, anytime, anywhere, backwards. Retro Express, when it absolutely, positively has to be there yesterday.
Ah, this is the life, eh?
Watch out, he's getting philosophical.
Hey, shut up and play, will ya?
Just look at that sky.
He must have a hell of a hand.
Play!
I've got a zidge with a kicker.
That beats me.
What a luck of the guy.
What was that?
Sounds like a Grix is after our warpers.
Well, I guess I better go deal with it.
Where's he going?
I'd say he's gonna go get our warpers back from that Grix.
He's gotta be crazy.
Yeah, maybe, but that's no ordinary warper. That's Zoik.
When an ordinary warper just won't do, it's gotta be Zoik.
Like the
Greeks
got old, Jim.
Shazbot. That means he got the Zoiks, too.
Imported by Zoik Warper Vendors Cement, Arizona.
KBCO, Boulder. Serving the Greater Sol System and elsewhere in the galaxy via translators, including Link BC 097S in the Sirius System.
Sirius 9 weather. Double summer weather continues, with mean temperatures 51 degrees metric hot side, 37 degrees metric cool side. Hydrous flux levels down 35 points. There's an Intergal Traveler's Advisory in effect for fluid-fed plasma drive craft. For more information, call KBCO at 442-9000.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom.
8, 7, 6.
Commencing countdown, engines on.
3, 2.
Check ignition and may God's love be with you. This is ground control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade, and the papers want to know whose shirt you wear. Now it's time to leave the capsule if you dare. This is Major Tom to ground control. I'm stepping through the door, and I'm floating in a most peculiar way, and the stars look very different today. For here am I sitting in a tin can.
Thank you.
Time check, it's 5 Kronis here on KBCO FM 97 Boulder. We've been listening to David Bowie. I'm Symphony Sid. It's been a real pleasure being with you this morning. I want to leave you with this piece of information. You can find answers to your mobile transport repairs, droid assistance training, teleportal service, new home construction, and more in the Celestial Information Catalog, which is available to you absolutely free at your local software store. The lunch blocks are next.
Does anybody really know what time it is? Does anybody really care?
Looking back in time, or for that matter, forward, is pretty common today. Granted, it's caused a few problems for stockbrokers and commodities traders, but there was a time when people thought time shifts were nothing more than an elaborate hoax.
It was largely regarded as a hoax at the very beginning, because it was an effect that no one had seen before. When suddenly a radio station is broadcasting their signal from 50 years in the future.
Dr. Hack Whitney takes another look at the Cabico effect next on KBCO.
Once again, Starline is proud to present a concert first. Coming to the Black Hole Amphitheater Saturday, May 4th, Starline presents the 75th anniversary tour of the Beach Boys.
Help me, doctor. Help me, doctor. Help me, doctor. Help me, doctor.
It's another endless summer under the stars with the Beach Boys Saturday, May 4th at the Black Hole Amphitheater.
Ba, 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 you got me rocking and reeling, rocking in my rocking chair. Ba, 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 ba.
Reserve seat tickets go on sale this Thursday at all Solarian reservation centers, including the Turan Terminal, so that all faithful Beach Boys fans may attend. Starline has provided ample wheelchair access and special geriatric first aid stations.
Well, East Coast girls are here.
It's the Midwest girls.
No, 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 no. Southern
it's
girls.
No, it's Midwest. It's the West and the California girl.
From
no,
Kansas.
Wait. I think you're wrong.
Do you remember, Carl?
We haven't been
it?
The same since Denny died.
Don't miss the 75th anniversary tour of the Beach Boys Saturday, May 4th at the Black Hole Amphitheater. Brought to you and produced by Starline.
Does anybody really know what time it is?
Talk about being in the right place at the right time. Had things been just a little different in 1985, the Cabico effect might never have happened.
In fact, it could not have happened any other place or time but right where it did, April of 1985, because there was a lineup of planetary resonances and a new piece of equipment put online within the basically parabolic dish of the Boulder Valley that focused everything.
Oh, the times they are changing.
At the time, the effect was dismissed as a hoax. But Whitney became obsessed with what had happened on that bright spring day in April of 1985, and he began to try and duplicate the effect in his labs at the National Bureau of Standards. His perseverance paid off in 1996.
Well, I guess I could go into refractive temporal resonance and all of the things that we now know set this effect up. But for years, in fact, until 1996, when I stumbled on it once again accidentally, right place, right time, and the effect duplicated, and I couldn't make it happen again.
Whitney kept trying, but it wasn't until the intervention by the Intergalactians in 1999 that people began to listen to Hack.
I guess everybody's first real experience with it on a worldwide basis was in 1999 when the Intergalactians used it at the height of what would have been a war that would destroy the world.
The second hand unwind. If you're lost, you can look and you will find me.
The Intergalactians had a really incredible non-intervention policy. That is, they would not put themselves into the affairs of a planet in such a way to change the affairs of that planet unless it was to prevent it from destroying itself.
Dr. Hack Whitney, galactic authority on temporal refraction, but also a realist and philosopher.
That is, that there are other universes out there as well that are watching us now. No one can say that. There's no reason to believe it might not be as true as anything else.
Time after time.
With another look at Intervention Day and the Kabiko Effect, I'm Mickey Lane on KBCO.
Three metrons past the Kronar. Good afternoon, I'm Marty Muzak for your Midday Music Entertainment. And now, a program which KBCO featured many years ago, The Lunch Blocks. We'll begin with a band called The Beatles.
So much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find I've changed my mind and open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being right.
rang out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither wildly as they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my opened mind, possessing and caressing me. Across the universe, thoughts meander like a restless wind inside a letterbox. They tumble blindly as they make their way across the universe. Around me like a million suns, it calls me on and on across the universe.
Be pretty old to go back and remember that band, but they were the biggest band in the 1960s. The Beatles. Kind of a strange name, isn't it? They started off with Help, Magical Mystery Tour, and Across the Universe. That's from the original Beatles. Of course, the sons of all the original members of the Beatles ended up reforming the Beatles later on, but you heard original music from the original Beatles, our first group on the lunch blocks today. We'll have more coming up from you, too. First, Marty Muzak reminding you that every morning on KBCO, Dr. Love plays the song of the day at 3 Kronars. Then when you hear that song again later in the day, be the 97th caller and win 10 million credits. The song of the day today is Twinkle Twinkle Little Star by REO Shuttlecraft. Remember, the longer you listen, the more you hear.
Each and every month, over 25 million beings experience the ultimate in nightclub entertainment.
On the party planet.
Each and every month, over 25 million beings slowly come to realize that there is no club, no bar, no Patrick anywhere in the furthest reaches of space or time that can compare with Zargon's party planet. In locked orbit 9, mid-lunar coordinate alpha, a short trip from anywhere in zone 6, 7, or 8,
Zargon's Party Planet, with 12 multi-layered dance floors, posi sensor stimulation by Farlex, and complete species phenomo translation booths, so you're bound to meet new friends. It's Monday, and that means all Solarians get in free, and you know what a fun crowd Solarians are. All beers, zings, wines, and warpers are half price, and Wednesday, the first 100 beings will receive a complimentary thought mist. When the best won't do, it's Zargon's Party Planet.
Only once in a generation is there an invention so revolutionary it can change life as we know it forever. GT&T's teleportal service is such an invention. The teleportal can take you across the galaxy instantaneously. The result of years of research at GT&T's teleportation laboratory, the teleportal makes travel as easy as putting one foot in front of the other. Just step through the teleportal. You're in the Precepi cluster, the group of stars that Terran travelers have nicknamed the Virgin Islands of the galaxy. Precepi is made up of over 100 stars, liberally dotted with inhabitable planets, all within easy star-schooning distances. A unique blend of cultures, ranging from low-key casual to warp-set chic, assures that whatever your style, you'll find your place in the Precepis. And now with teleportal service, it means that you can get there fresh and ready to sail, instead of half-dead from warp lag. And when you're ready to leave, just step through a teleporter. You're back where you started. Travel in the blink of an eye. The teleportal from GT&T. Many people think it will make conventional space travel obsolete. So do we.
Marty Muzak back again with the Lunch Blocks on KBCO. This next band was also a very big group during the beginnings of KBCO. U2 is their name. Bono, also The Edge, went off with very successful solo careers. Adam Clayton opened up a pub in Dublin. And I believe Larry Mullen just ended up buying an island somewhere and living by himself. U2 on KBCO, the Lunch Blocks.
One man, he was.
KBCO presents an Intervention Day historical perspective. The year 2011. In the 12 years following Intervention Day, an ever-expanding exchange of ideas between the Solarians and the Intergalactic Coalition resulted in many changes to the Sol System's way of life. One of the most notable early alterations was the institution of a new time system for the unwieldy old Earth system. The old time units consisted of 24 hours in a day, 60 minutes in an hour, and 60 seconds in a minute. An impossible system for time conversions for anyone not well adapted to base 60 math. The new metric system, 10 kronar days with 100 metrons in a kronar and 100 centis in a metron, offered many advantages. Easy conversion, the ability to read any time, large or small, and translate it instantly into any other, and most importantly, a longer basic division. The use of the kronar, nearly 2.5 times as long as the hour, helped to slow down the breakneck pace of the Earth, since it suddenly seemed as if time was passing more slowly. For the first 2 years after the changeover, the effects were not apparent. The Solarians were so used to complex time that they wasted effort converting the simple back to the complex. After that, in the course of a single year, the entire culture seemed to slow to half speed. Years later, cultural historians would call it the single most important change in the transitional intervention period. A no change at all, except in a way of thought. This has been an Intervention Day historical perspective on KBCO, Boulder.
Thank you.
Steely Dan and the Royal Scam on KBCO. I'm Marty Muzak. Thanks for tuning me in this afternoon. A reminder that Stella Starlight is in at 7.5 Kronars to get your evening started just right. Then at 9.17 Kronars, a new DJ voice here on KBCO. 8. Next up, J.L. Siegel.